EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
So much going on. I'm happy to be back, you guys. You know, I took a little hiatus for a couple of weeks, but we're putting it down tonight. We're making it happen. I can't wait to talk to y'all. We got so much to talk to y'all about tonight. What I say is going to be live and off the chain and good and all that good stuff. Just trust and believe it's about to be good. It's going down. So anyway, I always like to start with introducing my co-host. We want to get her in early because that's my girl, Lala.
Yep, yep.
Lala, where you at, girl? Where you at?
Right here, L to the A to the L-A-H. I'm here. I'm
oh,
with
Lord,
you.
Lala. L to the A to the L. Say it again.
L to the A to the L-A-H.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. La-la.
That's right.
My girl is my co-host, of course, you guys, for the Queen G Show. I'm just excited tonight. We have so many great things to discuss and talk about. I'm going to get the bad news out the way, of course. I like to go on and get that part done and handle it in the can so we can move on to the next. We're going to start with our hot topics tonight. Really, really, really sad news, you guys. There's a little girl by the name of Janula Watkins. I'm trying to say her name right. I don't want to say her name incorrectly. But she was shot and killed in Chicago. It was a gang shooting, kind of like a random shooting. They were shooting at her father. He was changing her diaper in a truck. And they both got shot, and the baby died. And I just, again, this kind of stuff just really disturbs me. I just don't understand what this nation is coming to, all of that. Of course, it was random and all that, but it's just so sad. I have babies. I have twin babies, as well as I have children, period. You don't want this type of tragic event to happen to anyone, let alone your own child. And I just really am praying for that family. I believe that the dad is in critical condition right now. And, of course, the baby lost her life. Oh, my God. Just stop, y'all. This violence has to stop because it is getting to be ridiculous now. I can't even say how silly gang violence is, and you can't honestly own a corner on the street because it does not belong to you. Secondly,
right.
No color belongs to you. So all the madness behind the whole gang idea is just stupid. I'm just being honest, you guys. Like, you don't own brown, red, green, you don't blue, any of these colors. So the things that you're repping, you know, for those that are listening out there, just understand the whole thing is just really silly, and these type of things happen, and I'm just tired of it. Lala, you got something to say about that, girl?
Yes, girl. I mean, in these times, people need to understand, like, everybody's going through it, everybody. This is not a good time. It's not a good time for anybody. So to add to the madness by, you know, senseless crimes committed by, for whatever reason, and people getting caught up in the crossfire, it's crazy, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They need to find another solution.
Right. And I just, again, I want to say rest in peace to the little lady who lost her life, our little angel. And I just, man, it's just really sad. It's just really sad. I'm praying for everyone, praying for that neighborhood in Chicago that's very dangerous, and praying that they would just stop. If you're listening to me, just stop. Just stop. Bottom line, stop all the madness. It's dumb now, you know, and it's redundant, and we're tired of losing our family, our friends, you know, random people that we know. We're just tired of it, you know. So I don't know what made me go in that direction tonight to start the show off, but again, for my listeners, you know, if you know of anyone that is involved in gang violence or that believes in that and reps their, you know, their city or their color, just talk to them. Take a moment and talk to them. Use this scenario to get in their ear and kind of share with them how we have to stop this malicious, silly violence now. It's done, you know. Just stop, period. And so, Lala, girl, let me get into the show topic real quick tonight. I'm going to jump right in. We don't have a lot of, you know, breathing room because, you know, we got a lot going on tonight. Our first segment actually of the show, we're going to be talking about good news. Who actually wakes up and says, thank you, Jesus, for allowing me to wake up and breathe? You know, who says these things? Who's thankful for the little things, keeping you protected from dangers on the road as you travel? A lot of people take for granted these things, that you woke up and your family member is alive, the one that is living in the home with you.
Right.
You know,
you don't the little things like eating. Like, a lot of people
oh
are hungry,
goodness.
You know.
Right.
A lot of people are hungry. A lot of people don't have a place to stay. You know, you can walk outside and see people at the bus stop, sleeping at the bus stop, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Being
you
able to go
into
your own refrigerator and pull out something to prepare is a blessing.
Yeah.
Some people complain and, oh, I don't have no money to buy no fast food. And, you know, come on, you guys. Like, be thankful for what you have and the places that you're in. You know, and we're gonna go a little deeper with this and expound on it and all that good stuff. I got a couple of stories of my own. I'm sure you do, Lala. I've been very blessed lately, recently, with many things, and I'll go into that, you know, once we come back from our commercial and our break. But just, oh, my God, God is so good to me personally.
Me too,
you know, my miracle babies last year who were born, that's one of the top things that has happened to me recently. They were both a pound. One was 1 pound, 11 ounces. One was 1 pound, 13 ounces. They both survived. God was good to us and allowed us to be able to get them through their medical issues. And now they are bouncing, healthy baby girls, and breathing and living and, you know, able to begin to respond to things and think on their own. And you know what I mean? I don't have to, like, carry them through every little moment. Like, they are alive, and I'm so thankful for that because it was a tough time, you know, and we got through it, though, as a family, as a unit. My significant other, Eddie Bell, I'm putting him out there. I'm thankful for him being in my life and by my side. And, you know, I'm going to try to keep it from tearing up tonight, Lala.
Uh-oh.
So
here we go.
That I'm thankful for. You know, now also God just blessed me with a new car and a new place to house these babies because, as you know, with twins, you have to make room for more and you need more space in your car, the whole nine. And it's just so overwhelming what God has done for me personally. So I just want to put it out there to the world and just say to everybody, take a moment and reflect on how good you have it. Stop complaining about things that you don't have to complain about. You know what I mean? No one's life is perfect. We all have stresses and struggles and that type of thing. But stop complaining and be thankful for the little things that you have. Even if you don't have $1 million in your pocket, that's okay. If you got $20, honey, you got some money. Some people don't even have that. You understand? So this is what we're talking about tonight, you guys. We're going to go deep, heavy. You know what I mean? I have a special guest booked, my own personal sister, as well as Pastor Celindra Campbell. She's going to be our special guest tonight. We're going to bring her up in the next segment after the music. And I'm just happy tonight, you guys. That's what our first half is going to be about. And I'll introduce the second half of the show as we get deeper in. So let's go to a musical commercial break. And we're going to come back and we're going to talk about some more good news, you guys.
Oh, yeah. There you go. D-Dre. Check. Wayne. Check. Here's another one. Here's another one. First, we made them silly rock. Then, we told them to meet us at the club this Friday. So, now, with no further ado,
drop it low, drop it low. Let me see how far it go. Bring it up, then bring it down. Shawty get it on the floor. She can make it go berserk. Shawty known for putting in work. Take a ride up on my spaceship and I call it Captain Kirk. Get it? Flip it like a dolphin, make it do tricks. Do it like that or do it like this. Work out your back, then work them hips. Need a round trip, take it that girl a trip. Look at all that. Shawty got a badonkadonk that I make.
Shutting a game. Certified workers, do you think?
Roll it like it's supposed to. She bad, ooh girl, you need a whooping. I'ma take a little trip down to your kitchen just to see what's cooking. And yep, my mission is a bitchin' where I'm needed. Give me samples, I'ma eat it for dessert. Yo, milk and cooking. I told you, baby, once before you drive me crazy. Hit the floor and don't be lazy. Here we go, now baby, make that booty talk. Conversation, back and forth in the most roll pacing.
Guys, tonight is going down. We have a good new show. You guys, the lines are just lighting up right now. So I'm going to get ready to, first of all, Lala, do you have any good news to share? Girl, you guys, we got to get ours off the way because we got people hitting us up left and right trying to get in on it.
Yes, I do. My baby, she just got married.
Oh,
and
congratulations.
Oh, it's so beautiful. And it is a blessing. It really is.
Oh, that is wonderful.
So nice.
Congratulations
Everything's
to you.
Everything's posted. Thank you. Everything's on Facebook. You know, it was just so beautiful.
Oh, and congratulations for gaining a son-in-law.
Right.
Because you know that's a different level. You know what I'm saying?
And he's a really, really good guy. He's such a nice
Aww.
Guy. Yeah, he is.
I'm
he's
so happy for you. That is great news.
Isn't that girl?
That is great news. I'm when I tell you, oh, my daughter is getting married too on the 22nd of March. So I have a
Yay.
Wedding coming up. I have a friend that's getting married this Friday. What is it, y'all? Love is in the air. Get in
love
on
Love is
it.
Definitely in the air.
Love is in the air. It's in the air. Anyway, now we're gonna go ahead and introduce our special guest, my sister, my boo, my friend, I love my sister. She is my sister. You understand? We have a great relationship. We be loving up on each other all the time. I want to introduce her. Just to introduce her correctly, God called her to the ministry about, I think it was a year or so ago, and she is a pastor. And I just wanted to get a real good news person in on the line and kind of, you know, talk about God a little bit and the things that God is does in our lives, you know what I mean? Because we all have to take a moment sometime and acknowledge him and, you know what I mean, just really understand that things are bigger than us, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
Anyway, we're going to introduce my sister, Pastor Celindra Campbell. Are you there?
Yes.
Hi.
Hey,
hi.
Hi, welcome
to the Queen Zisha.
Thank you for inviting me. I just want to give God all the thanks and glory and praise for this particular night. And I just want to pray before I get to speaking. So you guys just give me a few minutes as I pray. I just want to say, Father God, thank you for just blessing us to see another day. And Father God, we just thank you for who you are. We thank you for everything that you have done in our lives and that you're going to continue to do. Father God, I just ask you to just bless us and forgive us of our sins, seen and unseen. Forgive those who sin against us. And Jesus Christ, come into our hearts as we give you this time of praise and glory. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, sis. Cause that, we need that. You know what I mean? We need that. And again, tonight, I don't know, I just wanted to go in a different direction and talk about how good God is to me personally.
Amen.
I know Lala has a lot of stories of her life where she has just been blessed beyond control. And sis, tell us a little bit, you know, from your standpoint, what are some of your stories? And then we have to also quickly after that let some of our callers comment, because we have callers calling in back to back. So we want to let them share their good news as well. But go ahead, sis.
Well, first of all, I'm just so thankful just to be alive, just to be in the land of the living and able to be a vessel for our Heavenly Father.
Right.
And second of all, I am so thankful for my wonderful man of God that I have.
Right.
Apostle William Campbell, who's been in my life for 10 years. We've been married, and we both got ordained together. You know, it was a real, real beautiful ceremony, and we came ordained together, and we had a nice ceremony and food and everything, and that was such a wonderful blessing. And,
which I was there, and it was very special. It was very special.
Oh, my God. Yes. Sean did this beautiful praise dance for us at our organization, and you could just feel the Spirit of the Lord as she went forth in her dance for him.
You
and
guys,
I mean, that
I am,
was,
just so you know, I am a Christian, and there's a technique called praise dancing. And what happens is you dance unto the Lord, but you dance in front of a congregation or people. And I just really felt led that day to worship God in dance for their ordination. And it just, oh, my God, it was just so awesome. We were crying. Everybody was,
it
you know.
Was such a wonderful gift to us. We really was so blessed to have her there as we were ordained for the Lord. And I'm just thankful. It's just the road that it just took for me to get to this point. I'm just thankful.
Right.
You know,
tell us some of the great things that you guys are doing in the community out there in Hemet. And then we're going to take one of our callers, sis, because they are, when I tell you, the lines are hot tonight. I think a lot of people have good news to share, and we want to kind of give them an opportunity to share some news. So go ahead and tell us about some of the things you guys are doing out there in Hemet.
Well, for the most part, we feed the homeless. We call them, feed them, and just bless them with the good news.
All right.
And we're so blessed to be able to help so many people.
Right.
And we do all of this. We don't get any donations. We do all of this from the work of our hands. We help.
Wow.
Me and my husband, we have our own businesses that we have, and everything that we make go towards the ministry. So I just want to put everything out there.
Sis, is there a place that if someone was listening and they felt led to donate or invest into the ministry, is there a place that you could refer them to? Can you put that plug out there real quick?
Well, they can always call me if they want to make a donation or call my husband.
Okay. And give us that number, sis, real quick.
Our number is 951-260-3808. And you can call Apostle William Campbell the Third or myself, Apostle Celindra Campbell.
That's great. That's great.
So
we're going to sis, I'm so proud of you. I want to say that in front of everybody. I'm thankful to have you in my life. I'm going to put it out there on the air. And we have had some issues over the years, of course. We keep it real on the Queen G Show. But
that's right.
Yes.
What I'm thankful for is that in this mature age that we've gotten to, in our come 40s, I'm not going to get right back.
Don't even remind me.
But in this particular time in our lives, we have gotten a lot closer, and I'm thankful for the friendship and the relationship that we've come to. Because what I'm learning is that you have to appreciate who you have in your life, and you have to cherish every moment. You and I get together on the phone every once in a while and laugh so hard. Like, we laugh to the point where we're crying, you understand? I just love that kind of stuff. I love being
it's
able to pick up the phone.
Little things, though.
Yes.
It's just the little things, just. I mean, just thinking about certain things, you know, that goes on in the family, you know.
Right.
It's just the little things that really just boils us over, you know, and our stomach
right.
can be straight hurting, though.
Right,
you know?
Right, exactly.
straight hurting, cheeks hurting, all
just,
our teeth is out.
Oh, my God, we laugh so hard. And I just, again, am thankful to have my sister in my life. And This is our good news night, and I just want to let people know that are close to me that I appreciate them, and I'm humbled that you were able to call in and talk to us and give us your good news and talk about what you're doing out there in the community, which is a great thing. We need soldiers on the forefront that are going to go out there and minister to people. There are a lot of lost souls out here,
Amen.
And you're doing a great work, and I wanted to put it out there to the world, all of our listeners. We have a lot of listeners on the line. And,
really?
You know, you never know who's going to hear it later. You know what I'm saying? So
you just never know. God is good.
You never know. You never know. So I say to you and your husband, keep up the good work. I know that it
Thank
is
you.
Difficult. It is challenging. People don't always agree with certain, you know, ideas or thoughts or anything like that. But the thing that you have to continue to do is do what God is leading you to do. You understand?
Exactly.
Right. Right. So we're gonna open up our callers. We got so many callers in that's calling tonight. I believe some people have some good news to share. Jay, are you still on the line? Jay, are you
Hello,
there?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Hey.
All right. How y'all doing?
How you doing? How you doing from Detroit?
I want to take a pause.
Oh, that's Jay. What's up?
Yes. Hi, Jay.
I want to take a pause because she just touched my heart right now.
Oh.
I want to take a pause. I'm taking. You all know. People don't know, but you all know. I moved back to Detroit to take care of my grandfather, who's 89 years old this year.
You're
World
right.
War II vet. My dad, Vietnam vet. And when she prayed, I prayed for them because I'm going I'm going through issues with them. Like my grandfather had a stroke, two strokes actually, this past month, and I just got him home this past week. So, you know, he wants to be at home if anything happens to him.
Right.
So for her to pray, that was a positive thing for me. It brought a tear to my eye at that point in time.
Hey, you're gonna make me cry, y'all. Please. I'm trying to. Hold him back. I'm feeling like Oprah
but
tonight.
But it's positive. What she said
yes.
was positive because we're on a positive
Thank
note
God.
Right now. You know,
yes,
right.
we are.
And I have a small list of positive things. You know, Shantae, you know, Lala, as far as business, you know, we have positive things going on. You know, we have my brother Marvin play that's going on right now. Motown Play is going to Broadway April 5th. It's going to be premiered.
Okay, but wait, Jack. You got to let them know who you are so they can understand who you're talking about.
Well, my name is Jay Gordy. People call me JG. I'm a video editor and photographer. By way of L.A., Detroit, you know, I travel multi-places. So this year, you know, my great news is I'm taking care of my family. I'm doing good for them. I was able to launch my website, which is jgvideoandphotography.com. You can go on there and check out, like, photo shoots and videos that I've done for different models and short films that we're going to be launching. You know, we have a lot of positive things that are going on, you know.
I'm going to buzz Jay out. He's not really telling what we want to tell.
Right.
What do you want to know?
As you guys know, we got, you know, I'm related to a famous person, and so is Jay. He's not really saying...
Can you tell us? Okay, you know,
yes.
my uncle is Barry Gordy.
Praise
my
God.
Grandfather, you know, is his brother who passed a year ago.
Right.
You know, we're into you know, Motown Universal Records, so you know we're venturing into different things right now, but. The thing is, you know, I'm an independent company, which is JG Productions, Inc. You know, it's an umbrella of what we all do. So I'm the person that, you know, we go to as far as, yeah, we do video, we do photography, we do promotion. We do it all different things. So if people want to, you know, go to the site and say, hey, you know, I'm an artist, I'm a model, I'm a screenwriter, whatever. You can come in. You can say send information to jgvideoandphotography.com, and you can say, hey, you know, this is what I have going on. How can you, you know, get involved in what everybody else has? So,
right.
You know, it's family affiliated. You know, my cousins are LMFAO, who are, you know, everybody knows, you know, they song Shots with Lil Jon.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Every Day I'm Shuffling, you know, you've seen that song everywhere.
That's right, plug it.
Right, my cousin is Red Fool. He's doing the solo thing in Vegas right now. You know, you can go out there to Vegas and catch the big show, party rocking all the time. So it's plenty
That's
of,
great.
You know, influence and things that you can all get involved in. Just, you know, hit the site, jgvideoandphotography.com.
That's right. Jay, I am so very, very proud of you.
Me too.
Jay is a person that I met actually by way of Lala as I was out here in the entertainment industry. And he's just always been a positive influence, always a great person to talk to, inspirational, all of that stuff. And I'm just so thankful to look on your Facebook page and see all your equipment spread out on your table. Whether you think I'm watching or not, I watch everything. I may not respond to everybody, but just understand, bruh, you are in the right direction. You understand? And I am very proud of you as my friend. Don't forget about a sister when you blow up. That's all I got to say.
Well, you know
how
I am. I'm in touch with everybody. I called Lala when I found out her daughter was getting married just to mess with her.
Yep.
Like, look. Talk to her daughter, like, look, what's going on?
Right.
I have to do that. You know, I'm a personable person. I'm not that person that I'm like, okay, if you ain't got nothing to offer me, no, I want to know what you're doing every day.
Right, every day. And that's what I love about all of us on the phone, where we have incredible jobs, but we're everyday type of people, people that you can access and talk to. And my sister alone, oh, my God. Even though she's a minister, she's not so ministry bound that I can't call her and say, hey, sis, I'm dealing with an issue. And she will break it down to me in no time about what I should do. And I'm talking about this is not no spiritual talk. This be on some carnal stuff. So I love to be able to access her like that. And I love what Jay is doing. I love my homegirl, Lala. Lala is always a positive person in my life. Always around, like, I love Lala. Y'all know that.
I love
her
too,
around.
Girl.
Yes, since I've been on the Queen D show, we talking parties at her house, hanging out, talking to friends. Oh, my God. When I say Lala, me and her go hard and way back.
Hey, let me say this one thing.
It's a serious thing.
Let me say this
What'd
one thing.
What'd you say, Jay?
Gumbo.
Uh-huh. What did you say?
That's all I got to say. Gumbo. Can I get some
gumbo?
Yeah, he said gumbo. We have many meals at Lala House too. We're doing shrimp taco, shrimp and fish tacos.
Ooh.
That she introduced me
Ooh.
To that I absolutely love. And she will cook for the whole community if you let her.
Yeah.
And we use that to offer to bring food because she will use her own food, her own utensils. You know what I mean? Because it's just something about the love of cooking and the fellowship of friends and stuff that just always
yeah.
is just so awesome. So, yeah,
absolutely.
You guys, I love you. Jay, thank you for queuing in. I really appreciate you calling. We're going to take another caller.
Thanks, Jay. Love you.
All right,
thanks, Jay.
I'll talk to you later. All right,
talk
you.
Nice to meet you, Jay.
Bye.
We have my cousin from Virgin Islands. Are you on the phone, cousin?
Yes, I am.
Hey,
Hi.
Lady.
Yes, hi.
Hi,
baby. Yes, I
you
told
y'all
I'm going to call
you tonight.
You
know my sister's on the phone. You're getting cousins double time tonight.
Hi, yes, I was, she had me crying. Hi, she had me crying when she was doing that prayer. I'm up here on the back porch just crying boo-hoo. I appreciate that. I needed that.
you got to give it thanks for thanks all up to God, though, for real.
Yeah,
oh,
definitely. Definitely.
She started that right, didn't she? She came in with it.
Yep.
Like, look, we're going to shut this down. We better go on and pray. Give him some glory.
Every day. That's my morning wake up. Every day.
Yes. Let me, you guys,
well,
everybody that's calling, I got a little history on everybody, so I have to bust everybody out. My cousin, Siobhan, we just reconnected. Like,
yes.
We never even knew each other.
Yes.
That's how crazy this is. But for the first time in the last couple of months, we have been on Facebook blowing these lines up, texting each
yes.
other, calling each other. My sister can attest
yes.
to this too. Like we,
God is good.
We have this
yes.
family. We have this family group on Facebook called the Durham Group. Oh my God!
Okay.
When I tell you, God is always putting down in there, like.
I love you,
okay. Cousin, so, girl, what you think about the show so far? You got some news for us?
Well,
you got some good news?
I love it. I have a lot of great news. Besides, you know, getting in touch with the family and meeting so much of our family that I never knew in 33 years,
mm-hmm.
this year I was blessed to have, I'm about to have triplets this year. And you know, I never had any kids, never been pregnant in my life, and so I'm just thankful
triplets,
for that.
Y'all,
and
y'all
I'm thankful
what she
for
said?
My.
Like, let me break. She said triplets, three babies at once.
She said triplets, three babies. She waited all this time just so she could have
oh
all her
my
kids
God.
At once. Wow, that is such a blessing.
Yes,
wow.
yes, yes, and. And I'm so thankful to be in touch with all my family and just be able to tell y'all every day that I love y'all. And I'm so
oh.
happy that y'all are a part of my life. And I mean, this don't have me cry. I'm not going to cry. And I love y'all so much. And thank you
oh.
for listening to my good news.
See, this is what I was saying. This is what I was saying right here. And she's about to bring you the tears. Okay, y'all.
Do you know what you're going to have?
Not yet, but y'all will know. Y'all be the first to know. Okay, definitely.
So, girl, how
and
are
I
you
want
feeling? You. Like, how many months are you and all that stuff? Now that you've revealed it, you gotta go in.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm not that far along. You know, I'm 8 weeks, and you know, I'm feeling
oh.
great. I don't have no sickness. I don't have nothing. I don't have
oh,
no
wow.
problems. I'm feeling great.
That is great.
So, it's going good. It's just I'm eating a lot. It's like every 15 minutes, I'm hungry.
Right.
But I'm,
girl, you know them babies up in there growing and stuff.
Yes, yes.
Damn, hungry, mama. Stay hungry.
Yes.
But it is a blessing. It is such a blessing just to be able to hear y'all voice and talk to y'all. And God is good. God is great.
Oh,
Oh, and sorry, I get to personally thank you for that beautiful plant you gave me. Oh, my God.
Bamboo lasts forever. You just water it, it lasts forever. That's why I love bamboo instead of flowers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, like she's been trying a bamboo plant for her birthday. So,
I love those.
And it's shaped like a heart for my love.
Wow. I felt that. When you said love, I felt it. Awesome.
And of course, my sister put it in the Durham group, this family group that we had. She threw it on up in there, you know. Virgin Islands. It's probably
Detroit too. Worldwide. I'm proud of both of my cousins. I'm very proud of you guys. And I know Shalandra every morning, her prayers and her waking me up every morning like that. As soon as I see that Facebook page and she's up, I already know when she's up because we start praying. We start praying all
yes.
day.
And I don't even see why folks get on there without praying first. I just don't understand that.
It's so important.
That's right. That's the way to be.
Got to pray first.
That's right.
And I don't even feel right. I don't feel right unless I just pray first, you know?
That's right.
Before I say one word.
I love it.
Come on.
You think you can go higher?
Yeah.
Without mentioning my name.
Dedicated to the ones that be listening. Yo, I ain't talking to be putting down or be dissing them. But he be talking like, homie, you need to do it right. But he ain't even close enough to reach out and touch the mic. So I'ma chill, kick back, I'm coasting in this game. And put theory on your head, let it enjoy your brain. King, remember the name. And just because you got it, don't mean you can do it, man. You be talking like you're doing the impossible. But what you think is impossible to us is really possible. Me and AD, man, we running over obstacles. I'm killing these beasts, man, I put them in the hospital. Danger, the red light's on. You better run when the headlights on, man, we shining. Hey, Lee, you better play that song. Hey, brother's gonna play that song, man, we shining. When I met you, you know that I didn't need you. But it never stopped me or hesitate me to close or feed you. Taking time up out of my day to mold and teach you. Now you sucking the blood up out of theory just like a leech did. Come on, dog, I ain't no phony or no fake. I got all the ingredients and I ain't baking no cake. Man, I flow like water, man, an ocean or lake. And I ain't scared to take chances, I learn from mistakes. Me and my brother do whatever it takes. I ain't the best at everything, but everything, man, I do it great. I don't do it big, I do it massive. I got flow so clean, proactive. And I can grow in any weather like a cactus. No pen and paper, no practice. So don't get mad when they play the song and you hear this. Just put your ear to the speaker, homie, and feel this.
Welcome back, Queen G Show. Tonight, you guys, we are talking about good news. Some of the good things that are just in our circle, things that are going on good around us. We're taking a moment to thank God for just how good he is to us. So, man, we've already heard so many awesome things. Jay called in with his new businesses, and cousin called in. She's expecting triplets. My sister is on the line. She's talking about the good things she's doing out there in Hemet and her ministry, and she started with that wonderful prayer, oh, my God, that is shutting everybody down. Everybody
right.
with tears and stuff is going down tonight. And Lala's news about her daughter getting married, oh, my God, this has
yeah.
been an awesome night. I love it. I love the direction that the show is going. We have another caller in queue named Essence. Essence,
Woo!
Are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Praise the Lord. How y'all doing? Praise the
hey,
Lord. Amen. Hey, how y'all doing?
We
oh,
got
to give God some praise. We got to give God some praise. Y'all on here hyper.
Yes.
Bless
yes,
the name
I
of
am.
Jesus. Amen. I was just enjoying myself sitting back, listening to the good news. Amen.
Oh,
yes,
amen.
Amen. Yes, we
where
give
you,
God praise
where
today.
Where are you calling from, Essence?
I'm calling from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh,
oh wow.
Yes. The other caller was just saying a man was out here doing some work out here, so praise God for that.
Oh,
my
daughter's
out there right now. My daughter's
yeah.
out there in Las Vegas. She's looking for her house out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, bless
hey,
the Lord.
Maybe we can connect you guys or something.
Amen. Yes, that would be awesome.
Oh,
amen.
My goodness.
So, I just want to give
what
God
drew you to call in tonight? Like, tell us something about you and who you are and what you're doing out there in Vegas and all that good stuff.
Well, you know, I became friends with Sister Campbell on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yes, wonderful woman of God. She's so nice and so loving when I first talked to her because she's doing some things with some tea, and I was interested. I had seen some posts, and a friend of mine, which is a friend of hers, had
mm-hmm.
told me about that, so I wanted to get involved with that. But when I talked to her, I told my other friend that's friends with us, it just brought tears to my eyes. I didn't tell her, but I cried. I was literally crying
oh.
because her... Her spirit is so loving. She's so loving
wow.
and so kind, and I just felt that just when I talked
mm-hmm.
to her. That was my first time talking to her, but I could feel
oh
that in her
God.
Spirit. And she said, don't just call me because of this. Call me back, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of times, you know, a lot of times we don't meet people like that that really want to connect and be about God's business, so I know she's called. And sense of God. And I just give God praise
Woo!
For her life. And I just thank
oh,
the
wow.
Lord. I felt the spirit of God. And I, amen. I just want to give God
amen.
Praise. I just, that's how I was drawn to this show tonight about the good news. She invited me and I said I would come and support. And I had to show up and I'm glad I did.
Amen.
Oh
my goodness. Thank you. I just really love it. I love the fact that you are calling from a whole different place. We have had Virgin Islands on the phone tonight. We've had Detroit. Where are you, Lala? Tell me you at, girl.
I am in the Yay area in San Jose.
She's
amen.
In San Jose,
amen.
California.
Amen.
Pastor Solyndra is in Hemet, California. I'm calling. I'm from Texas. We are just
we
all over the
all
map
over.
Tonight.
Yes, amen.
And
but
that's what happens. It's
all
like,
over the world.
Yes.
Good news is one thing that is a common thing. Like, it doesn't matter
yeah.
where you are, who you are. We all have something to be thankful for. I know in
yes,
the past couple of weeks, God has outdone himself in my life. And I just felt the need to have a full show on this. Like,
amen.
I'm so excited every day that I wake up, you know, showing me how to... with the new changes and the new blessings, how to do things differently. And to
yeah.
my entire life has changed within a couple of weeks. Like, literally. Like, I can see the growth in my life within a couple of weeks. It was like flashing before my face. You understand? And I just wanted to
mm-hmm.
share it with the world. And I want everybody to call in and share their good news, because we don't take the moment and take the time to thank God for where we are and what we have.
Amen.
The space
Amen.
That we're in. You know what I mean? Because some people didn't make it.
That's right.
They didn't make
That's
it
right.
even last
yeah,
night.
Right.
Or,
Jesus.
You know? And we're actually on the phone able to share. And that is a blessing
yeah.
in itself. Yes, you know what I'm saying? So,
thank you,
Jesus. So what do you do, Essence, for a living, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, right now I'm a stay-at-home mom. You know, it touched
my
heart.
That's a job,
when,
girl.
Yeah, amen. It touched my heart when I heard the, is this the host, I believe, that was speaking about the twins?
That's my cousin, Siobhan. She's expecting triplets.
No, the one lady that said she just had twins. She had
that was me. That's me. I'm
Okay.
I
give praise to God for that, because you know I experienced the same thing where my daughter, she was born I was 7 months when I had her.
How much did she weigh?
She only weighed 4 pounds, and I believe 13 ounces, 4 pounds, 13 ounces.
Oh, my
but
God. That,
but I give
so
God praise.
So you mean
praise.
She was healthy? Like, she was healthy.
Yes. Amen. And I give God praise. I give
but
God praise.
Right. That's a real healthy baby. If she'd have waited till 9 years,
amen. Amen. I give God
they
praise.
They ain't going to come home in that size. And, you know what I mean?
Amen.
Everything.
Amen.
Yes.
And
I
you
give
know what
God
the thing
praise.
Is? When you're facing delivering early, it's a very scary thing. You don't know what
yes,
to expect.
Yes.
You know, you don't know what's going to happen when your baby is laying there in the incubator.
You
just don't know. Some people don't make it through that experience.
That's right.
For us to be able to share, hey, we had our babies early. They're thriving. They're doing good.
Amen.
They're healthy. You know, it's a blessing.
Yes.
Let me tell you. And I've had 3 premature babies. My son, who is a miracle child, 6 years old today, talking and walking, was 1 pound, 7 ounces at birth. You know, and he has some delays, but honey, I'm looking to his big eyes every day, and I'm just so thankful that he's alive.
Amen.
Because the challenges that he had in that hospital to see him 1 pound, 7 fighting like he did. He was a fighting little something.
I tell you,
he was strong and kept it pushing.
Was.
And, you know, it just gave me encouragement every time I went to that hospital to see him. You remember this? Remember when your nephew was there?
Yes, I do. I saw him for the first time. We was all together, and he was in the incubator, and he was just, we just knew that he was just going to be a fighter. He just looked, oh, my God. He was so strong, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And we already
and,
knew.
And you can't go based off of the physical of what you're seeing, because all these tubes are going through them, and it just looks so terrible, you understand, on the physical side.
Yes.
And, honey, as mamas, when you carry that child and you're connected with them, it don't even matter. You're able to go in there and touch them babies and fight for them and talk to them and pull them up out of that mess. You understand?
Amen.
And that's what I felt. I've always felt
that. Go and lay hands and pray, my God.
Yes.
Yes.
Not only is that my miracle baby, but he is my only son out of 7, honey. My only son out of 7.
Mm.
So just understand that I know he is a special child. You know what I mean? I always share it every birthday. Every birthday, God has instructed me to do something special for him because he is a walking miracle. You know what I mean? Just the fact that he's coming in here, he's potty trained. You know what I mean?
Everything.
These are big issues with premature children. He
mm-hmm.
is walking and talking, getting on my nerves like my other kids. You know what I mean? And with that being said, you know that God is good. God is all the way good, all the
good.
Time.
That's right. Amen. All
you
the
know,
time.
So... And let me tell you, honey, don't be ashamed of being a stay-at-home mama, because that is a tough job. When you have to change diapers and, you know, be at home and you're their first teacher, we got to look at things differently. You understand? We can't always push things out the door and say, well, she ain't doing that because she at home. Stop that mentality. Come on, that's the biggest job you
we
can
know
ever
it's
have.
Not
you're
the
their,
truth.
You're their first child's teacher. You understand?
Yeah.
You teach them everything they know. Before they go out into this big world, this evil world that we live in. And it is important to train them up in the way that they should, though. Don't let me start preaching, y'all.
All right, now.
So,
that's the word.
You know,
that's the word.
And Lala, you, I, sis, you, we all, I know the moms that I know on the phone, we've all been blessed to have great children, and they took what we taught them and they're running with it. And that's the whole
that's
important
right.
part, because we have to give them what we know, and then they take that, and then they go into the world and teach them what they know and their children and their generations
yes.
up under them. You know what I mean? It's deep, y'all. It goes real deep.
It really does.
Sis, you
really
got something
does.
To expound on with that whole thing
yeah.
you just talked about?
Yeah. My son, Paul, he's 25 years old, and he's autistic and epileptic. And
yes.
my son tonight, he just kept saying, Mama, Mama, and he would just say a few words after that. And you know, mind you, like me and my husband, we start drinking OrganoGold coffee.
Right.
Oh, so,
you're a distributor, girl.
And so we was like, okay, let's just start giving Paul the coffee, because I know that when I was drinking the coffee, I lost over 26 pounds. So I
right.
was like, well, maybe if I give him the coffee, you know, maybe, you know, you just never know. God is good, you know. He makes, God gives us everything. God give us everything, okay? So
yes.
I just start giving Paul the coffee every morning. And, girl, Paul is... I was braiding hair tonight. My client was like, I ain't never seen Paul talk that much in my life. And I've been coming to you for 3 years. 3 years straight. Every 6 weeks. And that boy did not talk like that.
That's
what
I know. That's what I try to tell everybody, the organics. That's why I joined OrganoGold and I distributed it, because it is life-changing. It's good for your children's minds when they're growing and going to school and learning, because it's an organic herb that, you know, transforms your cells into
right.
living, thinking cells. And that's why they have products for children as well. They have the hot chocolate for the children. I'm going to start sending some to you, Sean. They have the hot chocolate
right.
for the children. It has the same effect as the coffee, because it's from the same organic
It really
mushroom.
Helps the children.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Good.
It helped my son. It helped
it's
him. And this year I said, Lord, I said, show me your miracles. I just said, just show me your miracles, Lord. And he
Man.
Took me to that coffee.
Thank
and me and my husband been drinking it, and we've been giving it to everybody, because it just heals folks. This lady,
yeah, that's great news, you guys.
It
that
just heals
news.
Folks.
Mm-hmm.
This lady,
oh
she was
God.
Like almost paraplegic, and my husband would just give her the sample of the coffee. That lady is standing up on that chair and trying to walk around the house. And then she just out in the open, and she just walking. I'm like, oh, my God, this lady is moving around. And at first,
you guys,
she was
and
just talking
to us. We have to learn that things that are good news, share the good news. Stop trying to
right.
think it's just your information.
Yeah. You know, put it out to the world and let everyone know your experience so that they can be blessed. Because it's
mm-hmm.
about
right.
extending the blessings
it's just
and the seeds and the
too.
Good news. It's like, when people are out there and they're homeless and they're not eating and stuff like that, it has a mental effect on them. So
yes,
it's
it
like they need not only they don't need just clothes and food and all this, they need a mental healing too, a healing
right.
in the mind, a healing in the body. You know,
that's right.
It's
right.
deep. It goes deep.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's great. You guys, we have another caller calling in. Mocha D from California. We want to take her next. Mocha D, are you on the line, sweetie? Mocha D? Okay. What about Lester? Uncle Lester, are you on the line?
Woo!
We have, y'all, it's going down tonight. Like, they're calling from everywhere. When I tell you.
Oh, my gosh. That's the number one besides our grandfather, okay?
Yes.
That's the number one dorm. That's the OG.
Uncle, are you there? I hear you.
I'm here.
Are you there?
I'm here, sweetheart. How are you?
Hey.
Hey,
you guys. Real quick, before Uncle says something, Siobhan, the one that's expecting triplets, this is her
right.
father. This is
right.
my uncle.
Oh.
Yeah, so we're kind of Uncle Lester tonight show. We're talking about good news in our life. Anything that's
right.
great that you just want to share. You know what I mean?
Well, I want to tell the listeners, okay, that you know God is great every day. People forget that, okay? And
yeah.
and miracles happen every day. People forget that also, okay? So
right.
we need to be thankful for all the good things and the bad things that happen in our lives because what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yeah.
Right.
Preach.
Okay. So yeah, that was just great to hear you. I'm love listening to all the stories, okay? And I'm very thankful that I had a chance to work in surgery and see miracles happen in that capacity, okay? And now I'm doing other things, but just the idea of just being there available just in case people need me, okay? That was a blessing in my life, okay? Of course, I get a retirement for it, but the idea is that, you know, I help people improve the quality of their lives, okay? And you can't go wrong there.
Right.
Absolutely.
Tell us some of the miracles that you saw in surgery, Uncle. Really go into that a little bit.
Well, I know when I was in England, we had a set of twins. One was born, and the other one was kind of, I guess, basically stillborn. Okay, but what happened was that the mother said she won't say goodbye to her baby, and so they took her down to the morgue. Okay, and she started caressing the baby. Okay, and the baby started breathing.
Wow.
You know, so it,
wow.
you know, that was one, and then you know, of course, you know, near death experiences. Okay, you people come in with gunshots, stabbings, whatever else, okay, you know, and you're able to get them back living and breathing on their own. So you see them in ICU or whatever 3 days later, okay, and they're thankful that you were there, okay. And then, okay, you know, all the C-sections and everything else that I was part of, okay, it just felt great to be able to be in the room, you know, and be able to make a contribution, you know.
Right. Do you believe that it was the mom's love and touch that helped
Mother's,
to bring that baby?
Yes. Yes, yes. Mother's touch, you know, you can't describe it because, you know, mother's touch you in so many ways. You're always talking about education. You're always talking about potty training. You were talking about being their first teacher. You know, mother's showing how to treat people, how you want to be treated, okay? You know, and it starts very, very young, okay? Discipline starts very young, okay? And like you said, teach children, you know, how the way they should go, okay? You know, being respectful, being honest, being, you know, very... you know, getting involved in their studies, trying to make sure that they
mm-hmm.
can be the best person that they can be.
Right.
Yeah.
And, Uncle, you have raised, when I tell you that Siobhan is an awesome person, like, I am getting to know my cousin, and she is just awesome. And it's a reflection
okay.
of what you did for her. You know what I mean? You
well,
taught
well,
her great things.
Well,
like, she's deep. She got some stuff in her that's deep.
Well,
and I just know that she got those great first fruits that you have offered her. Uncle, from the time
what?
That I first laid eyes on you physically at the airport, remember that time?
Yeah, I remember.
You have always
yeah.
been a very disciplined person. Just the things that I know about you and heard about you,
right.
It gives me inspiration and motivation. You understand?
Well, think
like,
about,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, thing about what I try to tell people about, okay, is that, you know, I'm basically a hood rat, but I'm an educated hood rat, okay? And so no matter what skills I learned in the ghettos of St. Louis, okay, I allow myself to transition into, you know, America, okay, and try to be a positive force no matter who I interact with. I don't care. I mean, I talk to the janitor at work. I talk to, you know, the higher-ups. I mean, I talk to everyone because everyone's important, and people forget that, okay? I don't care what. Where you are in life, okay? Everyone's important, okay? So, yeah.
Right.
So it's,
I
like that.
Right.
That's
really, yeah.
Yeah. So
that's great.
It's just,
you
know, as a matter of fact,
I love you dearly.
I love you too.
Two of your nieces on the phone tonight.
Hi.
Awesome. Hey, sweetheart, how are you?
Blessed.
Hey,
you.
And wait a minute. I'm tired of these old folks on Facebook. I ain't gonna call you old, Uncle. I'm messing with him now. He's worse than us, you guys. He always hit me up. He always on Facebook posting stuff. I'm like, come on, like seriously,
yeah.
you have learned this thing better than me.
Well, okay. trying to keep you motivated. You got a lot of responsibility. Okay, trying to keep you motivated. Okay, so you know.
Right.
And you did the same
to me. Love the encouragement. The whole time that I was pregnant with the twins, you always
right.
spoke positive things into my life. Take it easy.
Well,
don't do too much. You know, you were just always there. And
yeah, well,
I appreciate that, and I appreciate you, and I want the world to know that.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll send you a bill. Thank you. Okay.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
And if you don't pay me, I'll ruin your credit. Okay, how's that?
And you know what? I'm not going to even test you. There's certain things we just need to stay in our lane. We need to stay in our lane.
Exactly, exactly. Exactly.
What is your name?
Well, I'm looking forward to coming out to San Antonio.
Well, we're going to come there in Memorial Day. We talked about that, remember?
Okay.
Because it's easier for us to move that way than for you all to come down, even though you got the new vehicle we know about, okay? So, you know.
You're busting me out by myself.
What's your name? What's your uncle's name?
Lester Durham.
Uncle Lester.
I just want to tell you how happy I am that you called in, because we don't get a lot of men calling in because, you know, they think this is a woman's show. And
right.
The fact that you are a physician, but you're also, you know, remained yourself instead of falling into corporate America, you know, that's even a plus. But it's just a good thing for people to be, like you said, you know, down to earth and just, you know, take everybody as even, you know, instead of making it seem like somebody's less. And I want you to know I really appreciate that.
Okay, and I appreciate
you
saying
Lala.
That.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. That's a big deal. But I wanted to, for the record, okay, I was an OR tech, not a physician, okay? I should have been a physician, okay, but I was a surgical technologist, okay, in the Air Force for 22 years.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Ooh, great contribution to life and society, period. Like, you see how many great people I have around me, Lala?
Oh, yeah, girl.
Well, you know you're loved, okay? You've been loved for a long time. You got the pictures I sent you when you were younger, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. We gotta go here real quick.
Okay. I got you.
I've got pictures in his basement or in whatever in his archive place where we have bug tees. You know what I mean? Come on, Andre.
I saw those pictures.
Very beautiful family, no question about it. We got a lot of history.
I never knew those pictures exist. That was a trip.
I've got more. I saw the picture of Plukey, I'm sorry, Cylindra, when she was, you know, like three, okay, with a cute little afro, cute little chubby baby, okay? Cute little chubby baby, okay?
We all favored our own children as babies. Like,
yeah.
It was like I was looking at my kids on those photos.
Right. Yeah.
It was so weird.
You know,
like, whoa.
you know what's odd is that all the boys, I favor your grandma, and all my sisters favor your dad. I mean, like your grandpa. So.
Right.
And I'm left-handed just like your grandmama, okay? So, you know.
Yep. And my son is left-handed, and your nephew is left. June is left-handed. Left-handed is going, it's in all the family, like everywhere. That is so crazy that could be hereditarily connected.
Well, grandma had very, very strong genes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Grandma had very, very strong genes, okay? And speaking of that, I'll be in St. Louis on Sunday.
Right.
I'm going to see grandma and grandpa and cousins and first cousins and whoever else, okay, so yeah.
That's great. Oh my God.
That is great.
I've been ever since I've started coming back to St. Louis, I've been calling grandma and just checking on her. And when I was there, oh my God, I felt like a little kid because me and grandma exchanged purses.
Mm-hmm.
We exchanged purses, y'all. Like, I was like, Grandma, give that up. That's, you gotta, So
folks did that no more, though. I mean, that's what they still do that, though.
All day, so,
for real.
And it was just so much fun.
Remember aunties used to give us purses and stuff?
Yes, it was so much fun. And then I went and got grandma some duck and noodles, which is like this big meal out in St. Louis.
Oh, boy.
At these places. Yeah. And she wanted extra duck on the side, honey.
Mm-hmm. That's your grandma.
Yes. Grandma is in her 70s now, right? She just had a special birthday.
She just turned 73.
Oh, my God. And she is so feisty, sis.
She is.
I talked to granddad today. I talked to your dad today,
Right. Yeah.
You still look good, granddaddy.
Yeah.
Your
grandmother's a thug, okay? I'm telling you right now.
She is a thug. Well, we got to be hood because grandma, 73-year-old thug.
Grandma's a thug.
You know what I'm saying? But, hey, y'all, Uncle Lester, thank you so much for calling in. We got another caller in queue. I want to go ahead and bring her because she's been listening to the show and checking us out.
Problem.
I want to make sure we get everybody
in
the
love you.
Tonight.
Love you. Love
you. Love
you.
You know we'll see you on Facebook, bruh.
Love you. Talk to you later. Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.
Love you too.
Mocha, are you there?
She is in the house. What's up, Shante?
She's in the house.
You know I have to call in on your show, man, but this show right here that I'm listening to is so freaking special, man. You guys got have me laughing. And you had me crying, and you made me mad. You guys, it took me through so many emotions tonight, and I just want to tell you, it's so beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Check this out. Your family, period, is an image for the public. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's always looking for something to know about your family. And just show them, hey, I'm a person. We're a family. We're real people. I mean, we laugh, we cry, we whatever. You know what I mean? We're human beings. We're a family. We have feelings. And it's just so wonderful to hear you guys just get together and just communicate and collaborate and just share love and joy. Grandma's a thug. You know what I mean? So wonderful to hear you guys, and you know what, to have me come in on the line, you know, I appreciate that and everything, because I want them to know, I want all the listeners to know, you know, I love you, I wish you was my real sister, I call you my sister.
Oh, sister for life, right? That's what Mogi B always say, you my sister for life.
You know what I mean? My sister for life. So it's just really an honor and a pleasure to hear you and your family communicate, because you welcome anybody to be your family because you loving like that. You know what I mean? So I want you to know that I appreciate you letting me in your circle, not just as EOTM. You know, we got some history. So I just want to tell you that I love you, man.
To each other's houses and everything. It's love. It's family love. Real love. And thank you too for that
love.
Because I don't know. I can say that, and since you can vouch for this, says our mother, Priscilla Murray, oh, my God, she is the most loving human being in the world.
Yeah, she's a
and
sweetheart.
She don't just love up on you. She touch you. She hugs you. Those hugs alone are just very touching and will break you down.
She'll
you
lay
in here with a wall up. Like, that hug will break you down.
Shaw, did you hear me? I said, Mama lay hands on you. I said, Mama lay hands on you and heal you, too.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen her heal so many people. Like, they just, man, this girl, one time I was doing her hair. We was at the big house, and she was in the chair. My mama, she started praying for her legs and rubbing her legs. That girl got up and started walking, and she never walked. That is so
true. What you're feeling, Mocha D, and what we all are feeling is God's love by way of people and the extension of, you know what I mean, the people that we are directly descended from. We were on the phone with my uncle just now, and these are people that, you know, you grow up, you don't really know these people until you seek them out later on and you begin to try to seek out your purpose in life. But
But I don't care what, like, the people I've watched that have come before us, honey, we got something to be patterned after. Like, I got some work to do. My uncle, come on, he's assistant surgeon, you know? like, this is some awesome stuff. Being in the armed services for 20-something years, like, you know, it's amazing. It is amazing. My mom just wrote a book. You know what I mean? We have two authors in our family, Tyrese Gibson, my baby brother, as well as my mom. They are both authors. Like, oh, my God. In my family. Not out of my family, in my family. My sister is a pastor. You know, God has used me in my own way as far as public speaking, touching lives as far as their careers and, you know, being behind the scenes where people, they don't do that role. It's a tough job, you know what I mean? Because people will get from you and spit you out. And you have to know that there is something bigger than just that, and you have to continue in the steps that God is taking you. You know what I mean? Because you never know who's listening, who's watching, who is around you that will grow and feel, you know, what you're doing. People tell me all the time, oh, my God, your posts on Facebook are so inspirational. And I'm like, seriously? Yeah. I just woke up and I'm talking about these babies and, you know. But people watch. People watch. So watch what you do and watch what you say and watch what you give out, because you could be the last person that makes an impact in someone's life. You understand? And they won't even wake up tomorrow. Or it may be that one word or just that powerful prayer that you did at the top of the segment that stops them from committing suicide. They were thinking about killing themselves. But because of the prayer and hearing your voice tonight, it changed their whole mind. Maybe I could live a little longer because that prayer was powerful. And I have hope now.
Shandra, can I say one more thing?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. You know what? Listening to your show and being able to hear a family actually come together, just love come together, this is what this reminds me of. A lot of people, a lot of families, because like my family, you know, I love my family, but we need that knit, you know, that bond. We need that. You know, we have it, but it's spread it out. It's spread. And the thing is, people are so afraid to open that door back. Let's say if someone has wronged you in any form or fashion, people are so afraid to open that door back because, of course, they're afraid of being hurt again. But I listen to you, Shantae, and I tell you what, instead of people being afraid to open that door back, you have to think in mind, maybe, just maybe, if I go in and open that door, not thinking that they're gonna use me or get me. Maybe me keeping this door closed is preventing them from getting that saving, from getting that word. Because if I'm supposed to be a vessel and a light, you know, like the word said, you don't put the candle inside the drawer and shut the drawer or the door. You got to keep letting that light shine and just believe in God and have faith enough to know, you know what, if I keep this door open, they're not going to hurt me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. So I'm going to keep this door open so they can
come and
have a chance to be saved in Jesus' name. You know? So I'm just excited, man. And matter of fact, Mocha D is leaving the phone line because I want to shut up and sit back and be an ear. I want to listen to this. I need to absorb what you're saying. I love you.
That's
so
right.
That's right.
And Mocha D, we appreciate the love. We appreciate the call. And we pray that this last few minutes of the show will impact you in some way. We have a few minutes left, you guys. So I want to get in here. And I want to get a word from each person that has been on the line tonight and just kind of give a motivational word. You know what I mean? And put that out there.
Cool.
So, sis, I want to start with you. We're going to get ready to start in the direction of closing up the show. We have about 5 minutes left. It flows so well. We didn't even know we were going to get to this point. Like,
God is good.
Yes. So I wanted to really take a moment and reflect and give some God-given closing words. You understand? This has been a great show. I know tonight I learned a lot. I'm so thankful for all that called in from the different places. That in itself is a miracle. Virgin Islands, come on, you guys. Las Vegas.
We had Detroit on the phone. Texas is on the phone. We have so many places on the phone, L.A., and then, you know, Southern California. Like, these are different places that are calling in and listening to the good news of God tonight. So it's been an awesome show. And, you know, sis, what do you have to say to close us out?
What I have to say to close this out is for all those who believe in Jesus Christ and that he came and died for our sins to give us redemption. He says these last words before he went to his Father, and he said, love one another. And that's all we need to do is love unconditionally one another and help one another whenever is possible, and just do the right thing and let God lead you in the right direction and where you should go. And that's just the main thing right there.
Love one another.
Love one another.
Yeah, and take some of these words and marinate on it. You know, take some time and just really take it all in and embrace what is being said, because, you know, we got family, friends, and you don't even love each other. It's terrible. You know, and if God is saying love one another and that's the instruction, we need to listen and really pay attention to that and take a moment. You know what I mean? Lala, what's your closing words, girl?
Joyful, joyful, Lord, I adore thee. Everybody have joy and love in their heart, the love that God has given, and pray every day.
Oh, my gosh. Again, I'm just basking in God's glory tonight, and just I'm taken back by this entire show. It's been awesome. I know I was led to go in this direction tonight. I believe I heard from God to do a good news show, because we don't take the time to say thank you, you know. And this has been a great appreciation moment, you know what I mean? And I believe that from this particular time and show, from the time that people go back and listen to the archives, the whole nine, this show is special for more than what we even know. You know what I mean? It's more awesome than what we can even take in. So I'm just so thankful tonight. Is there anyone else on the line? Essence, are you still there? Okay. I just wanted to make sure before I set my closing word. We're going to do one more quick song, and then I'm going to do the final closing words, and then we're going to be out, y'all.
Dear love, despite what you verbally seek, I hear an old cassette tape on repeat. Struggling, surviving with each other. Could have been cruising the world to find many lovers. Bourgeoisie of Paris, can you please touch a grape palm of the late night talks in the bed and on the couch? No one around me and you talking about home improvements, Picasso artworks and amusements. Still you rolled out despite the time spent. Told me I was just a friend, Vince Marquise me. If the journal now a brother got poetry, concrete walls, African squalls and Harlem streets. Perception is the key to dealing with reality, but this was home to me. I guess to you too. Hey yo, search for the next one across the sea. If you ever get hurt, I hope you look for me.
All right, y'all, this is the closing of the Queen Z Show. Tonight, we share the good news. God is good in all of our lives. Continue to do good and be good and share the good news with others. Don't keep it to yourself, because someone is going to be impacted from the things that God is blessing you with.
never, never, I don't even know how to say this, never go a day without being thankful for what you have and mm-hmm. what God is doing for you and who he's blessing you with and who's around you. Don't take these things for granted. You know what I mean? And, again, y'all, listen in the next show, Queen G Show. We appreciate all the callers, listeners. We appreciate all y'all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.